I want to begin by thanking my dear friend Rav Tarrigan, Rav Reuven Tarrigan, and the whole chevra in Yeshivas HaKotel for giving me the schus of participating in this magnificent honor of the Novominsk Rebbe Schus Yigaleinu, and to prepare together with so many wonderful rebbeim and Rosh Hashivas and Nashim Sadkanias, To prepare for Kabbalah Satara, for Shavuos. So let me begin with a story of the Tzaddik, the Beis Yaakov from Izbitz. The Izbitz of the Beis Yaakov was a huge Talmud Chacham, and every night during the week, from 12 o'clock until 4 in the morning, he would give a very in-depth shiur in Gemara. A shir be'iyun in Gemara to only an elite, select group of the top Tamini Chachamim in Izbitz. And there was a Jew who was part of that and lived many years afterwards. And he described what it was like when he was an old man. And he said that I'll never forget how the Rebbe would walk in. Exactly at 12 o'clock, the Rebbe would come in. And he had two gaboyim, and there was one that was holding a candle, and the other was holding the Gemara. And the Rebbe would come in, would begin exactly at 12. And the learning was unbelievable. But I can't remember, he said, the shiurim from so many years ago. I don't remember the shiurim. But what I do remember is that exactly at 4 in the morning when the shiur was finished, the Rebbe would close the Gemara and would give it a kiss. And the way the Rebbe kissed the Gemara has stayed with me my entire life and has sustained me. So I want to talk, Chevra, I want to talk about kiss, that kiss of the Gemara. Because Maimon Har Sinai wasn't just a learning event. It wasn't a great Yom Iyun, a big Beis HaMedrash. It was a chasna. It was a wedding. And Chazal, the Mishneh Tanis, bring the pasuk of Tzad Haran Ben Asiyan B'Malach Shlomo, that the daughters of Yerushalayim go and look at Shlomo HaMelech. Ba'atar Yishetru La'imai B'yom Chasunaso. Go look at the crown that his mother made for him on the day of his wedding. And the Mishneh identifies Yom Chasunaso as Matan Torah, the day of the wedding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. It was a chasna. And because of that, the Zohar Kodesh tells us that the Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael, was like the bride preparing for her wedding. But this Kala in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, was held in the grips of impurity, of that ugliness of the world of Mitzrayim. And the entire time of Sfiras HaOmer, after leaving, the entire time of Sfiras HaOmer is a time of the Sofrala Shivas Yamam, the 7 weeks, are like the Kala, preparing and purifying herself for the 7 days. And Rabbi Shimon says, Kidei lihitar b'mayim al yonim hakadoshim, that the Jewish people, the Kala, had to be purified in the supernal waters, the holy waters, the supernal waters of Kedusha. V'chagach b'chagach shavuos yizku lovel l'schaber b'melach l'kabel l'staraso. So that finally after the 7 weeks, the 7 days, 7 weeks of purification, the Kala would be able to be brought to be together with the king, with her husband. And Kach Omer Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, B'shash neskabsu achaveirim b'zehalai leil. On the night of Shavuos, when the chaveirim would gather together with Rabbi Shimon Yochai, you can only imagine, we can't imagine what that was like. On the night of Shavuos, Rabbi Shimon Yochai would say to the chaveirim, to the other Tanoim, Novo Lesakin is a Tachshitim Shel HaKala. Let us here tonight, let us prepare the adornments of the bride of the Kala. She has Shechina. Kedei Shetimotzei L'morcha Be'ez HaYichud Mekushetes B'Tachshitim, so that tomorrow, on the day of Shavuos, that the bride will be completely adorned in all of her tachshitim, kedei lahaloisa karo'i el hamelech, in order to be able to bring her in a way that is proper and fitting as a bride to her husband, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King. We have an entire Sefer, Shir HaShirim, that speaks of the preparation, of the relationship, of the difficulty in bringing that about. And throughout that Sefer, the Jewish people, the bride, is referred to as Ra'aya. Achaisi, Ra'yasi, my sister, my beloved companion, my bride. Hinach yofer Ra'yasi, enayach yonim, you're so beautiful, your eyes are like the eyes of a dove. Yofad Ra'yasi, kiteretz anavak, Yerushalayim, you're so beautiful, like you're like Yerushalayim. Now there are two meanings to the word Ra'ya. One is, Samech desamach reyim ha'ahuvim. And a raya means a beloved companion. A beloved companion. Leman achai v'rei'ai. For the sake of my brothers, my friends. Chavivin Yisrael shenikru reyim. That the Jewish people are very dear to Hashem. We're called reyim of Hashem. That's one meaning of the word raya. The second meaning of the word raya is from the Lashon of ro'eh, reish vav ayin hei, like a shepherd, which means a caretaker. Kivakaras ro'eh edro. Kivakaras ro'eh edro. Like the shepherd who is watching after his flock. Yaakovina says to Yosef at Tzadik, Elokim ha'ro'eh osi me'odi ad hayom hazeh, that Hashem has watched over me, has taken care of me for my entire life. And Chazal say, an amazing thing. Mahu ra'ayasi. What does it mean? What does it mean in that context? How are we the ra'aya? How are we the caretaker of Hashem? What does that mean? Mahu ra'ayasi. And Chazal say, mefanisasi. Mefanisasi hein shiraimasi. That in some way, if it wouldn't be written, we wouldn't be allowed to say such a thing, but in some way, we kivyachol are Hashem's caretaker in this world. We look after him. We watch after him. These two definitions of raya correspond to the two roles of the Akeres Habayis, of the Jewish woman, the Jewish wife. On the one hand, there's that raya, which means her role as a woman. As a woman. Roeh, the one who takes care of, the one who helps and takes care of, that is a lashon of roeh, of caretaker and shepherd. Because Chazal tell us, the Sugi and Ksubas, that there are two essential roles that the Jewish woman has. One is liofi. Liofi means that role as a wife, as a woman rather, which means liofi, the beauty, the intimacy of that friendship, of that companionship, of the relationship itself that is very hidden between the husband and wife. The second role of the woman is to be a wife who takes care of her husband, who takes care of the family, and there it's not particularly romantic. Sheva melachos ish ois labayla. There are jobs that traditionally a woman has in the home in order to see to it that home be comfortable, and to take care of and look after her husband. The Baruch Shalom is the husband, is the balabas. The tzaddikim say that the word bracious in the beginning contains the two words rosh bayis. Hashem is the rosh bayis. Hashem is the balabas. He's the rosh bayis. Creation, this world, is his home. The tachlis of creation, as it's spelled out in Chazal and the Tanchuma, and discussed at length in the Svarma Gedosha, is Nis'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyos lo yadir b'tachtonim, that Hashem, for whatever reason, had a desire to dwell in this world, to together with us, to be in this world, and this world is his home. And he has a wife. He has a kala, a bride. Knesset Yisrael. And Knesset Yisrael is the Akeres Habayis of Hashem in this world. And just like every wife, traditionally, there are two domains, there are two tchumim in that relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Knesset Yisrael. The first is not particularly romantic. It's very, very difficult. The Sheva Malachis, the seven types of work that correspond to the seven Midas of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, and so on, to perfect ourselves, to work so hard, keeping Hashem's mitzvahs, cleaning this world up, preparing delicious meals, kivyochel, for Hashem with our mitzvahs, with our davening, with our learning, to try to drive away some of the darkness, the filth that settles into this house, this world. That's that aspect of the relationship of being Hashem's wife is filled with nisyonos, with tremendous challenges, and bizyonos. It's so hard. I remember that when we lived in Far Rockaway, there was a wonderful woman on the block, very educated, very refined, and very overwhelmed by her kids. And I remember she walked down the street, kids screaming and yelling and pulling at her. And she wore a sweatshirt and said, "For this, I went to college. For this, I received an education," something like that. It involves a lot of bizyonos, a lot of nisyonos. This world is not an easy place. And Hashem has placed us in this world to work. And it's hard. The work is hard. It's backbreaking. But Hashem trusts his wife. Hashem trusts his wife. They were going to get the job done. And to be faithful to him and to work hard in this world with all of the seven malachas, with all of those malachas that are required of us, really, there are 613 mitzvahs and thousands of drabbanans, which are all part of our work in this world as Hashem's wife. It's not glamorous. It's difficult. It's challenging. And sometimes we feel like just throwing in the towel. But we continue. We continue on. But the second role of Knesset Yisrael as Hashem's bride, even after thousands of years, Hashem's bride, the Kala. And here the Tachlis is Yichud, is intimacy and love, to be unified in great love with our beloved, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from that perspective, the vacuuming, the cleaning, the cooking, all of the mitzvahs, all of the things of this world, as valuable and as precious as they are, everything of this world is nothing compared. It's all havel havalim compared to the tachlis, which is the yichud of nis'av, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, liyashloi dir b'tachtarim. Nis'av is a lashon of taiva. And it contains within it the mystery of ani v'ata. Hashem says, me and you, just the two of us. Lechtech acher ha-bemidbar be'eretz lo'ezirua. There's nothing that was more romantic than that, than our following Hashem off into the wilderness and to go on that journey, to begin that journey together with him through history. The Midbar, Rabbi Leib Leige, says that the desert was the cheder ha-yichud. It was like the Yichud room. There was nothing else there, just us and Hashem. It's the Cheder HaYichud. Ani la doidi v'doidi li, doidi li v'ani lo. Hinach yofir hayasi, umum ein bach, umum ein bach. That's the Kala, that's the bride after so many years. More beautiful than ever, the intimacy, the closeness of the bride, of the Chasan and Kala. Now, Kabbalah Sotayra, Shavuos, is Yom Chasun Asa. And that event began with Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yilecha Elohim Acherim. And those two expressions of absolute Dveikus and Yichud, I am your husband. There are to be no others, only me. It's only me, no one else. Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yilecha, those could only be heard panim al panim, pe el pe. Those could only be heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those cannot be heard through a messenger. That's the relationship of Reyim Ahuvim. That's the Yichud. That's that Dveikus of a husband and a wife. The rest of the Dibros correspond to the Malachas that are required of a wife, of course, a husband with a wife, in their relationship of managing the home. And that refers to the achrayis, to the tremendous responsibilities of the rest of the mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs and negative mitzvahs and so on. Now, in Shir HaShirim, the pasuk says at the very beginning, Yishakenim in the Shikos Piyu, Yishakenim in the Shikos Piyu, I'm asking you to kiss me with the kisses of your lips, Ki Tovim Dodechem Yayim, because your love is more dear to me than wine. So, you know, like in the tests we used to take when we were in yeshiva, there was a part of the test of Mi Amar Al Mi, who said this to whom? It's a big question. Nishakeim and Nishikos Piyu. Someone is asking for a kiss. It's not clear, is the Kala asking the Chasna for a kiss, or is the Chasna asking the Kala for a kiss? So the Navi Amos, in Perches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, is a very well-known Pasuk, because of the song. Hine yomim boim nu'um Hashem v'shlachti ra'av baris. Days are coming and I will send a famine into the land, into the world. Loi rav la'achem, but it won't be a hunger for bread, loi sarma la'mayim, or a thirst for water. Kim l'shmo es divrei Hashem, there'll be a hunger and a thirst for divrei Hashem. And the Navi tells us what's going to be, particularly at the end of time. V'no'u miyam ad yam. We're going to wander from ocean to ocean. Mitzafim v'ad mizvach, to north, east, all around. Yishaita tu levakesh es divrei Hashem. Jews are going to be seeking throughout the world to find the divrei Hashem. And it's going to be very hard for them to find the Dvar Hashem. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Lef Kuf Lam Ches, there's a machlokes. What is the Dvar Hashem? What is meant by the Dvar Hashem? Yesh, I remember there's an opinion that says, Zu Halacha, that the Dvar Hashem that the Jewish people are going to be desperately looking for, that's Halacha. And Yesh, I remember there's another view that says in the Gemara there that it's Nevuah, it's prophecy, it's Nevuah. In other words, there's an opinion that says that the Dvar Hashem that we're going to be desperately looking for, especially at the end of time, is the Gemara, is learning the Gemara, is Zuhalacha. And the other opinion says, Zunavuot's prophecy, that means the Beis Yaakov's kiss of the Gemara, Yishakenim in the Shikos Piyu, because there are two kisses, Yishakenim in the Shikos Piyu, there's the kiss of Halacha, and Hashem is asking for that kiss, that we kiss Him with that faithfulness, that loyalty of being Jews, Hashem Eterem Mitzvahs. It's the Neshika of Halacha, of taking care of our responsibilities in this world. And then you have the Neshika, the kiss of prophecy of Nevuah, where the Kala is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kala is saying to Hashem, Master of the world, it's so hard for us. We want to serve you faithfully, but it's been so many years since we felt that closeness. It's been so many years since we felt beautiful in your eyes, since we felt like a woman, like a bride. We're working hard as a wife, but as a woman, as a bride, it's been so many years, it's so hard. There was an old song when we were in high school, I know a woman who became a wife. These were the very same words she used to describe her life. A woman who became a wife. And Knesset Yisrael saying, Rabbi Shalom, kiss us with that kiss, that we should remember that we're your bride, that we're your kala. So, on the one hand, Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, are chalishing, a longing for the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, what it was like when there was prophecy, there was Nevuah, there was such an intimacy, a closeness, the Kruvim. It was a time that began with David HaMelech, and then Shlomo HaMelech, and Shir HaShirim, and Yichud, and beauty, and Malchus. That was the first Beis HaMikdash. It was so beautiful. It was so romantic. Rav Kook calls it the period of Ha'idei Ha'elokis, of the divine idea, of that relationship, that intimacy. The second Beis HaMikdash is the Neshika, is the kiss of Halacha, the religious idea, Rav Kook calls Ha'idei Ha'dosis, Teresh Bal Peh, the seven Malachas. That's the Dvar Hashem, that's the kiss of our faithfulness to Hashem, of Halacha. That since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Chazal tell us that all HaKadosh Baruch has in this world are the Dalet Amas of Halacha. The Dalet Amas of Halacha. Now, Chevra, there is one more opinion over there in the Gemara Shabbos, what Dvar Hashem is. Zakeis. There's an opinion that says that it's referring to redemption, to Mashiach Tzidkenu. Because, of course, what we're longing for is that there should be both of these kisses. There should be both kisses. The Gemara Sanhedrin asks, for whose sake was the world created? One opinion says that it was created for the sake of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi says, who gave us the Torah, the lawgiver, halacha, the Dvar Hashem is halacha, Torah Shabbat Peh, Gemara. That's one kiss. The other opinion says the world was created for David HaMelech. Rashi says, who would sing beautiful songs to Hashem, the intimacy, the woman, the yichud, the relationship, the ahava, the love. That's David HaMelech. In later times, this would materialize in the two kisses of the light for the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which is a kiss of prophecy, of that inner world, that mysterious world of intimacy, of prophecy, of Devekus, of Yichud, of the woman, and the Or of the Gra, the Or, the light of the Vilna Gaon, which is the kiss of Torah, the kiss of Torah, the kiss of Halacha, the kiss of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Dvar Hashem, Zu Halacha. When the Gemara tells us that ultimately the world, the Gemara ends and says that ultimately the world was not created for the sake, not of Moshe Rabbeinu and not of David HaMelech, but the world was created for the sake of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Dvar Hashem is the Keitz, which means the magnificent integration of those two worlds, which was the Novominsky Rebbe. Those two kisses of Torah, of greatness in Torah, of Halacha, Dvar Hashem is Halacha, the kiss of that hard work of the wife, Halacha, and the Dvar Hashem, the Chassidus, the Dvar Hashem, the Ur Baal Shem Tov, the Gra, the light of the Gra and the light of the Baal Shem Tov merged together in that Tzaddik, who I was able to meet many times, and we became Mishpacha because my Mechutin is his nephew. So Rav Kook writes in his letters about this a number of times. He says the following. The Hebrew is much more beautiful, but I read in the translation of two excerpts from his letters. In the latter generations, all the conversations of the disciples of the Vilna Gaon, taken together with the disciples of the Baal Shem Tov, who were so diametrically opposed to one another in their day, is very lovely to us. In their day, they were so apart. That separation has been between those two worlds of the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov, those two kisses. But Rav Kook says, in later generations now, these conversations between the two coming, who are now joining together, and were fused together in that world of the Rebbe, of the Novominsky Rebbe, is very lovely to us. And he writes, the spirit of revival pulsates within us as these two forces reaffirm their claim. Let us welcome the divine spirit, the reappearance of Eliyahu and prophecy, once the conditions are ripe, in harmony with the insights of Gemara and systematic study. That's where everything is moving to right now, Chavra. The fusion of those two worlds, those two kisses, because at the end, Yishakenim and Yishikai's Piyu is that as Jews we can't live if we don't have both of those kisses. Dvar Hashem Zu Halacha, and Dvar Hashem Zu Nevuah, David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu, those two worlds of Limud HaTorah, Halacha, the hard work that the wife does for Hashem in this world, together with the intimacy, the love, the romance of the Kala under the Chuppah. Those are the two worlds that met in the mind and the heart of that tzaddik, Rabbi Yaakov Perlow, the Novominsky Rebbe. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said on the night of Shavuos, when the Shaverim gathered together, Bo nesaken tachshit kala, let us be mesaken the tachshitim of the kala. Let us prepare the kala for the chasna. We have an actual ksuba. We have tanoim and a ksuba, shtar, that the great Paiton, Rabbi Yisrael Najara, wrote, one of the Talmidim from the world of the Arizal wrote, that is printed in many of the Zmiris that we say by Shavuos. Bez Hashem is Baruch L'mazel Tov, Amag Mirashis Achvis, Hu Yitain Shem Tov V'Sheiris, Leila Divi Atnoim V'Abrish Nidru V'Husnu, Met Shnei Hastodim L'Shem L'Seferis, Dehainu, Mitzad Echad Yochad Amyuchad Barikol. The chasn is that Echad Amyuchad, the creator of all that is, Kadmon Ilas Ilas Sibas Asibas Amitzad Atzmai. Ay, and mitzada sheni alei Knesset Yisrael, kala krua b'nima, the beautiful kala, which is Knesset Yisrael, it's the beautiful kala. So chever, once there was a woman who came to the Kodesh Samagin, and she was crying, and he said, he didn't look at women, and he asked her, what happened? What's the wrong? And she said, my husband left me. He left me, he's been gone for so long. And the Kodesh Samagin said, don't worry, he's going to come back to you. She said, why did he leave you? So she said, he told me that he didn't find me attractive anymore, that I wasn't beautiful to him anymore. So the Kodesh Samagid didn't look, and he said, is that true that you're not the way that you once looked? So she said, look, Rebbe, you might be a big tzaddik, but I remember how he looked at me under the chuppah. It's unforgettable, and I don't think that beauty has disappeared. I believe it's still there. I believe it's still there, and I believe he just has to look at me again and to see that beauty that's there. And the Kodesh Samagid began to cry and gave her a bracha that he's going to return. And after she left, he said to his son, it's been so many years, this was Erev Shuas, it's been so many years, and sometimes we feel that we've lost that beauty in Hashem's eyes, and he's left us, Chalila. But Hashem's going to come back, because he remembers the Chasna, he remembers Shuas, he remembers the Chuppah. He remembers, Yofad Rayos, Yomum Einbach, Einai Echianim. Hashem will never ever forget us. Hashem will never ever forget the way we looked under the chuppah. And he knows that we've gotten we're a little bit overworked, we're a little bit beaten, we're a little bit tired. And some of the, maybe some wrinkles have set in and the years have taken a toll on us. But at the end, Hashem, we're asking you, Samech to Samach, Ve'yema Ahuvim Kesamechicho Yitzirch Ben Eden. With the Gulashim Hamitis, from Hebi Amenu, Amen.